Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Welcome back to the show and episode 532. Today we're going to look at verse 50 of the Parents Tao Te Ching called Letting Go. If you are always worried about your children's safety, you will bind yourself and them in cords of tension. If you try to hold them always close to you, you will bring yourself and them only pain. If you release them to live their life fully and face their death serenely, your nights will be filled with restful sleep. The more I grasped my children and my own desires for life, the more dangerous life appeared. As I gradually let go plots and plans and welcomed whatever came, the safer life became for all of us. When I think about this verse, I think about two things. If you haven't heard episode 531, go back and check that out, because I talked about what I noticed after dropping my son off back to school, back to college this weekend, and how we got to where we are, to the beautiful, how our relationship got to the beautiful place where it is now with him as an 18-year-old in college. And it has a lot to do with learning how to not hold on too tightly and not trying to keep him artificially close to me or closer than he developmentally needed to be or wanted to be, and not constantly worrying about his safety, like this verse is saying. So that was very much pertinent to this verse today. But the other thing I think about is when he was a little boy. So, I mean, little, like 1 and 2 years old. If you've been listening to my podcast or you know anything about my work, you may know that our oldest daughter died of a heart defect when she was just 24 days old. She was our firstborn child after a few years of infertility or fertility struggles. And our son was born about 15 months after she was. And before he was born, I wondered what kind of parent I would be to him. I wondered if, I for whatever reason, I specifically thought about him being at a playground as a toddler. That's specifically what I thought about. And I wondered if I would be the kind of parent who kind of shadows behind him, crouched down with my arms spread out wide, ready to catch him at a moment's notice. Or if I would be able to let him climb and run and jump and play and explore without being so fearful for his safety. Because after all, our first daughter died. I mean, she actually died. It wasn't like she got hurt. She died. Now, she died of a heart defect. She didn't die from falling off the playground, of course. But I wondered what kind of parent I would be. And when we ended up when we first went to a park and every time after that, I found that I was really relaxed. And in this verse, it says, if you're always worried about your children's safety, you will bind yourself and them in cords of tension. And so what I realized is that somehow I was able to not be overprotective of him on the playground and to give him the space to explore, to run and climb and jump and hang and all kinds of things that a little one does at the park. And sometimes he fell and sometimes he cried and he would get right back up and I would comfort him and he would go back to playing. He never had any serious injuries on the playground. I know that kids break their arms or fall on their head or whatever, get concussions, but he never, thankfully, he never had any of that, because that probably would have made me a little more worried for his safety. But I'd never felt any tension at the playground because I wasn't overly worried about his safety, even given our experiences with our daughter. This next part of the verse says, if you try to hold them always close to you, you will bring yourself and them only pain. And the other thing I remember with him is when he was about, I'll say like 18 months old, my two good friends from high school and I, we all had our children exactly 1 week apart in the month of July back in 2002. My son was born first, then a week later, my friend had her daughter, then a week after that, my other friend had her son. So we live in different states, but for the first 5 years until they went to kindergarten, they all started kindergarten and it became really, really challenging. We did monthly play dates where I would drive to them or they would drive to me. And we saw each other and our kids saw each other every month for 5 years. And it was such a lovely thing. Now they're all off at college. But anyway, we met one time at a mall and there was a little play place for toddlers in the mall. And I was a little late arriving. They got there before me. And when I arrived, I got him out of the car, put him in the stroller, and pushed him into the mall. And then when we got to where my friends were, I took him out of his stroller so that he could walk around. The play area was a little bit crowded and it was a little bit noisy. And my friend's two kids, the boy and the girl, were clinging to their mothers in absolute terror because of the noise and the crowds. They were petrified to leave their mother's sides. I remember specifically, and because I remember as soon as I found them and walked up to them and saw their kids were not happy, I thought, ooh, maybe this isn't going to be a fun play date if they're not going to like this. Maybe they're all going to be unhappy. Of course, their kids warmed up and they, you know, eventually felt safe enough to go and explore. But when I took my son out of the stroller, literally as soon as his feet hit the ground, he was running from one side to the other, all over the place, like a crazy person. He had not one second of fear or intimidation or anything. He did not need to cling to me. He was off to the races. And I know that a large part of that is his personality. He's been fiercely independent since he was very, very young. But it makes me think, you know, if I had tried to hold on to him out of some desire that, you know, little kids should be clinging to their mothers, and I tried to hold on to him, it would bring him and me only pain because he would be miserable. He wouldn't want to be, he didn't need to cling to me. He wouldn't want to be clinging to me, and I would be holding on to him for no reason. So that's kind of what I thought of with this letting go verse. But also, what I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my friends and my clients, when we hold on too tightly to our kids, more than they want to be held on to, or more than is developmentally appropriate, we do bring sleepless nights to ourselves. We bring tension to the relationship between us and our child. And we just create suffering in that relationship and in our own hearts. If we can kind of let go a little bit, developmentally appropriate, of course, and try to take a deep breath and relax into allowing them the space and the freedom that is developmentally appropriate for them, it just makes, and then trust that they will figure it out. Yes, they might fall. Yes, they might scrape their knee. Yes, they might cry. Yes, they might get their feelings hurt. You know, things are going to happen. We can't possibly protect our children from everything that could happen in the world. But if we just allow them, if we can find it in ourselves to allow them to experience life, then they'll be much happier. We'll be a little less stressed out and anxious, but we'll still always be there to help them should they fall down. We'll help them get back up. If they scrape their knee, we'll give them a Band-Aid. You know, we, and I mean that literally and metaphorically, we can still be there to support and help and guide and protect and nurture, but we don't have to do it by hovering and clinging onto them. That's never a good idea. And it's also good to take their lead. Like my son was ready for independence from the jump. My other kids are not quite like that. So you really also have to see what your individual child's temperament is. And if they desire more independence or less, and kind of figure out how to give them what it is they naturally are ready for. So those are my thoughts on verse 50 of the Parents Tao Te Ching. I hope it gives you some great ideas for your family. That wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you make it a peaceful day for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they're meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.